The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Summer Sessions, man. I think this is episode 60. Let me. I've been losing like track of what fucking episode this shit is now, man. This is motherfucking episode 59 here. Of course, this is the Monday pod, and all of us are here. All of us are here for the first time in a couple weeks. You know where to follow me on Twitter at BarbChairScott on Twitter and Instagram. We got Damian in the house, Tito Santana. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at @I'm_VelvetJones. My brother is here, but he's on hold right now. He's coming in a second. But you know where to follow him at @FlowZandolini. And we've got a young Pav, Pavito, at Pavy World. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He's live from the Soul House. I don't know if you can hear us right now. He's got us on mute.
Live from the streets.
Live from the streets. I am, by the time you hear this, I am 3 days away from being fully vaccinated. I will be out here in these streets too. You can guarantee that. It's been a long time coming. In the words of Stringer Bell, tell the streets we back up. We back up. I don't know what these two niggas are doing. Oh, here we go. Pav is back.
Are we live? Yes, are we live?
Live from Soul House. Where are you at right now, sir?
I am currently at Soul House. I am with the homie T. And a couple of the other homies, we are enjoying the vibe.
Okay.
Huh? I'm with T.
I just found out this nigga T been living literally walking distance from me.
I'm finna put him on.
I'll put him on.
What's good?
What's good, bro? You are now on the Summer Sessions podcast.
Oh, man. I've been a big fan of this program for a long time. I'm happy to be on here via satellite with the boy Pav.
Via satellite. Are you half vaccinated out here?
I'm Gucci. I got my Johnson & Johnson shot. I'm good to go. I'm back in the game.
Man, I got a couple more days till my release date. I'm very excited.
You sound like you've been in a pen for 10
nigga,
years.
Nigga, I've been on house arrest, nigga. I'm coming out like Avon, nigga. I'm taking the streets over. There's a lot of alcohol to be drank.
Man, I can't wait for the first in-person roast session. It's guys coming. Together.
I got jokes too, nigga. I've been hoarding them.
You've been saving them.
I've been hoarding them shit, nigga. But we definitely gonna get up, bro.
Definitely, bro. I'm gonna give it back to Pav. I don't know what y'all was talking about. But he before he gets too involved in the situation right here.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I know Pav true. Lying because this nigga just said that's fair twice.
This guy.
This nigga Pav got more impressions on my Instagram than I did in a long time. I put up some pictures from the album cover shoot.
Cover shoot, which was very, very fun.
Very,
the album
very
cover
fun.
Shoot was incredible.
Looked like
he was there. It was.
When I saw those pictures, I was dying.
The pictures are hilarious. So all you guys out there, when you hear this, Songs About Women is coming soon, and the album cover, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we picked the covers this week. Well, I picked the covers. So look out for that. As soon as I get the actual cover back, we're going to set a release date. So
facts, coming soon.
Coming very
done. It's 10. I didn't even know it was 10 records. It's 10 records.
Niggas got skits for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Bringing them back.
Bringing them back.
Bringing back the skits.
Bringing back skits, bro. And also the thing is too, man, like, this is the perfect timing because, you know, niggas, and there's not a lot of outs. There's some outside records on here, but we got like some smooth joints on there too. But even we got some shit coming for the summer too. We dropping a lot of music this week. This year.
Damien, I'm going to send you the project because you ain't heard it. But Scott, what's your favorite joint?
No Seatbelts. No Seatbelts is
that's your
shit.
Favorite record?
Yeah, that beat cold, nigga. Like your flow on there was cold.
No Seatbelts.
And then Wine and Bubble Bath is
that's my favorite, like by far my favorite.
Marcus,
that's my record. He did. He cooked me. Marcus cooked me.
My nigga, Marcus Kinsey. He look cooked out for me. His project too. I'm gonna sound like Dame Dash in the first 30 minutes. We're gonna talk about this music, man. Yeah, Kinsey got a project coming out soon. If you have not streamed OnlyFans, stream that right now. But yeah, he cooked your ass on the end of that shit.
He worked me.
He worked you. But yeah, man, he's got Snow Sea Belts is probably my favorite on there. Let me see. I got the track list right in front of me right here of what other joints I fuck with. San Diego. Of course, Letters My Exes is... I just want to say shout out to all y'all streaming this record. Usually I know when a record's going to be a decent one. I didn't see this shit being, you know, streamed as much as it was. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's by far my big... What, drinks?
We had a goal of wanting to get like 100,000 streams for the album. We probably going to get 100 streams for just this song alone. So I want to shout out to y'all on that, man. So we got a lot of good records on there. We got like maybe two or three projects. There's one good thing from the pandemic is niggas was recording. Like niggas got like song after song after song after song.
Yeah, I was in the crib going crazy.
Yeah, this nigga was in the crib going crazy. So we got some music coming for y'all, man. So
and I just felt like rapping three is done as we speak.
And we've got kind of like a hardwood classics type of project coming.
Finally.
No, it's not. It's not what you think it is. It's like old Pabby records that like
mix in with a couple of new ones.
With a couple new ones that we feel like they were they got decent reception. We put them out, but now we have a bigger, a lot more of y'all niggas is listening. So when y'all see some of the features on there, just know. It's gonna make it look like we got in the studio with these niggas yesterday, but
it didn't happen like that.
It didn't happen like that. But we got some features on
it's
there,
all so love though.
Look
and
out for that.
Me and T got a project coming too.
Yes, look out for that.
It's called you didn't even know, but it's called When
it's called
We Were
Club
Outside.
Avengers.
No, it's called When We Were Outside.
When men were men. Exactly. My brother said Flows, what's going on?
Shut up, nigga.
Oh,
you sound wild sleepy, bro.
This nigga,
I am sleepy.
It's almost 6 o'clock out there,
brother. I didn't go to sleep till 10 a.m.
God damn,
why?
Wow, what the fuck was you doing?
Couldn't sleep, had insomnia. So.
Okay, well, damn. All right. Did motherfucking Daylight Savings fuck any of y'all up? That fucked me up this morning.
Yeah, because my ass ended up staying up to like 3 for no fucking reason last night.
Yeah, I usually go to bed like 2:30, and then like I forgot. And I looked at the fucking clock on my cable box. I was like, that's like 3 o'clock, nigga. What the fuck? I'm like, I know I ain't fucking tripping. Wasn't it just 1:30?
Yeah.
And I forgot it resets it too. So I went right to sleep and I just woke up tired. I literally just got energy like 30 minutes ago.
I went to sleep at 3 and then Little Man woke up at like 8, so my shit was all fucked up today. I'm gonna sleep hard as shit as soon as we done recording.
What? Yeah, you know this is gonna be the usual hour 15. Yo,
I got real quick. I got a slight. Actually, bring the topic up. Then like, I got a slight guest for 5 minutes.
I mean, I ain't got a topic. We just freestyle. You know.
Actually, I wanted to get into it because you brought up album skits. What are some of your favorite album skits
of all time?
Of all time.
My favorite one would still probably be the end of the before How's It Going Down. Bitch, who you fucking?
Wasn't that after?
Was that before that was after?
I think that was
after. That's before.
It's before. Okay.
Yeah, that one, the introduction skit on Dip Mad Immunity where Uncost is like, call that nigga Dane. You got another joint, man. That one. All Cameron skits. Mizzle on Purple Haze. All of them, all Cam. Cam had the best hits. That's what I'm
going with. My favorite is T.I. fucking mixtape outro. Cause that nigga just literally sits there and talks shit for like 4 minutes about fuck everybody. Talking about how Go ahead.
Honestly, bro, mine might honestly be the skits on Good Kid, Mad City. I really, really just living in L.A. Yeah. Just like living in L.A. to me, it's like those kind of gave me my impression of what Los Angeles was like.
Did it match up?
Yes. You don't even notice, but like, bro, one of the first weeks we lived out here, I was walking to the gas station playing Dom Kennedy, and a Crip ran up with me like, hey, yeah, yo, where you from?
Told me that. They definitely pressed your ass.
They was like, hey, yo, where you from? I'm like, I didn't say nothing at first. He was like, hey, nigga, where you from? I'm like, Chicago, bro. He like, oh, all right, Crip. I'm like, all right, bro. You got it?
I've been in L.A. for 7 years and have not been G-checked once. I take extreme pride in that. Somebody, they'd be like, well, your mama stay, well, your daddy stay. That shit, niggas really do say that. I will say because of L.A., I say the homies a lot.
A lot.
That was not my vocab before I moved out here.
Same.
But, Pav, do you have you said you had a special guest on here.
She didn't know any album skits, so I'm not gonna, she said she couldn't add any value to that conversation.
Bum.
I wonder why. I wonder why. Now, Pav, you said that the streets are nasty right now. What's nasty about the
streets? Streets are nasty, bro. So check it out, right? So I've been trying to link one of my homegirls, a friend of mine. Scott, you actually know her. It was the woman
who the hell are you at?
Huh?
Where are you at?
I'm at Soul House.
You don't see this nigga coat? You think he'd be in a house with a coat like that?
Right.
Probably.
But listen though, so
like a you know, ass bathroom rug.
So Scott, you know her. She can't. I'm crying.
I know
she
her.
Came over. Yes, she was a lady who came up with a mask on before COVID. He was like, "Why you got a mask on?"
Oh, that shorty who was coughing the lung up.
Yeah, she probably had the Rona then.
Yeah, she probably.
That
did
I
too.
Probably that I probably gave to her, but it's all love.
Oh, okay.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Because the homie, yeah, you can take it. Because the homie sitting to the left of me was patient zero in Los Angeles. January. But anyway, so we went to like a wine bar, had a decent time. It was like, yo, let's dip out of here and go to the other spot. It's called the Phoenix. It's on like La Cienega and 3rd. So we get there, we have a drink. I'm like, yo, I gotta use the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, right? Using the bathroom, I start hearing sounds behind me, like sexual sounds. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I turn around and I see 4 pairs of feet in the stall. It is a couple having full-blown sex in the bathroom, bro. Like, I think bro might have been on his knees getting it in the bathroom, G.
Excuse me?
In the bathroom. It's nasty outside, bro. It's nasty outside right now, bro.
This is going to be a nasty summer.
Gee, a nasty summer.
It's going to be like
a
everybody
nasty summer, bro. A nasty summer, bro.
Yeah. I was at Cabo Cantina like a few years ago.
I know that shit got reckless.
Yeah, for a work event. And two niggas was talking each other off in the bathroom. I ran out.
What?
I ran out the bathroom.
What is happening?
Whoa. What made you go with that verse?
That's right. Nigga, use a salt bath.
What made you go with that verse?
Because like you said, Pat, you know that place already wild as fuck on a regular. I walked in the bathroom. I said, oh, no, nigga, no. I said, it's time to go. I mean, that's a whole nother level of discussing.
I don't know what this summer entails. I just know that I'm excited
to be there.
It feels good. Like, I feel like a year ago, you know what I'm saying? I was just like one of the pods we did at the beginning of the pandemic. It was like a different type of vibe. Like, the shit, I won't say we're not out of the woods with this shit yet, but I do think it's the fourth quarter and Jordan's got the basketball. So I feel good about
the light.
Where this is going. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm ready to put actual pants on that aren't sweatpants. Good thing is I bought 2 pairs of shoes last year that I have not touched. You know, in that phase where niggas was just bored and just buying shit? I got mad clothes to wear.
Yeah, I didn't do that, though. I didn't do that.
I got mad clothes to wear, nigga.
I just kept buying shit for the house.
Yeah, I was just too.
Yeah,
I was just recording, bro. It's literally.
You was in my the schedule, lab with a pen and a pad, trying to get this damn label off.
Crying. I would literally like order 2 bottles of wine, and I'd be like, "All right." I would wait till you went to sleep, so the house would be quiet, and I would just rap from like the hours of like 2 a.m. to like 8 a.m. That was a wild schedule when quarantine first hit. I was waking up at 6 p.m. to start my day.
God damn, you on the schedule.
Yeah, like I would wake up 6 p.m. I watched the full 1991 Western Conference Finals, Blazers, Lakers. I know I watched that. I watched the 1978 or 77 Conference Finals, Blazers, Lakers. I was like watching old basketball games and making music. That's all I was doing.
Has anybody got their STEMIs yet? Is the STEMI season? I have not got mine yet. Joe, are you bringing
anything? We can't hear nodding, Joe.
Right.
Yeah, I got my STEMI, nigga.
He tired as fuck.
I'm exhausted.
Do you want to take a sick day?
No, it's all good. I'm
okay. Here. But so you got yours already?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get mine yet. What bank are you with?
Bank of America.
Oh, that's probably why. Bank of America must. I've seen some people got with banks where you can see a pending transaction coming. I ain't got that with Chase.
Well, you a whole nigga, so
that shit just pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I ain't get it. I don't think I'm gonna get mine tomorrow.
Aren't you in the upper tax bracket? You not one of those poor?
You see the balcony.
All right, look, man, you know I'm even further down in the balcony wars. This nigga Mike moved downtown. This nigga got a balcony now. I'm down in the balcony wars like 4-0. You got a balcony. Pav got a balcony. Thomas got a balcony. Mike got a balcony. I need a fucking balcony.
Get you elitist niggas.
I'm getting it by the end of this year.
I have a backyard.
That is on my goal list.
You niggas got a backyard?
Yeah. I know my mother has a backyard.
Ooh.
That's for you getting me the other day with the unnecessary.
Also, no, I have two masters and getting a PhD. So, what did you do? You got a fake degree from Columbia, my nigga.
A fake degree from Columbia.
Oh. Yeah, the teachers have one year of experience.
If you think you got an education, shame on you. That's not gonna work, pal.
They pick up the teachers off the street, my nigga.
Nigga, I want to get on the degree back, so I don't know. That's not hurting me.
Glad you know. You're a dumbass.
Joe, did you go to Columbia?
Yeah, he did.
I went to Columbia for 2 years, my nigga.
Yeah.
And left. And you know why? None of the credits transfer. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
They don't
transfer. None of them transfer. None. I went to Roosevelt and started over. That's how I knew it was a trash university. They was like, yeah, we can accept these. I said, nigga, what is this math?
Like, no. This is all subject. I'm currently drinking a skinny margarita.
What is in a skinny margarita?
What's in a skinny margarita?
Estrogen.
It's basically a margarita with no sugar.
No, like come you on, said, estrogen.
Estrogen, nigga. That's what's
in. Right. Why are you drinking a martini with no sugar?
Because we were ordering drinks.
Ain't the point of getting a sexy drink to have taste?
It has taste. It just has no sugar.
And that defeats the point of getting a margarita.
Who's that woman?
It's more alcohol.
Yeah. I'm gonna have sugar.
The home girl.
I don't know.
You know when Pav title called them the home girl.
That nigga just be around random women. Bro. That's
let him live his life.
All you need is a little bit of money, LA. You turn to this nigga.
What you mean?
This nigga is disgusting. That you enjoying your life on a rooftop bar. Overlooking the city
with women he don't know. With women he don't know. He like,
oh, nigga, that sounds like an amazing fucking Sunday to me. I wish I was doing that right now.
I'm making friends.
Nigga, I'm here talking woman. To you niggas watching Sixers Spurs.
By the way, no Embiid. That's a nasty game.
That's a nasty game. That's a peak NBA TV doubleheader.
It is.
I'm at the point now where, Pav, I think I actually agree with you with the Bulls that this roster stinks.
But, it's about time, Scott. By the way, Scott, Scott. Yeah. Scott, you know they 10th now. They 4 games below 500.
I know.
And the schedule get worse.
Look, I am not quitting on the bet. There's like 30-something more games left.
Yeah.
These niggas just got to get 6 more wins.
That's all they need is 6 more wins.
That's all they need is 6.
You'll probably get the 6.
We won 22 games last year. We are 16 right now.
Yeah, but we doing win percentage too.
Yeah, I know, but still, I think the win. If they have a better record, They probably got what? They probably got to be what, 2 or 3 games better than last year.
Probably because I think the season stopped at season stopped at like 60 games last year.
No, it stopped at 66. It stopped.
Makes 66. Sense.
So they had 7 games. No, yeah, 7 games left when that season started. So,
makes sense.
So basically, I kind of need them to win like 9 more games. So if they can go like 9-20 something, I'm good. But I do see past point. Outside of Zach LaVine and
they not good, bro.
And Patrick Williams, this team stinks.
They not good, bro.
This team stinks, nigga.
Like, bro, I love Zach. I think I said Zach's a future top five MVP candidate. I love Zach. I don't really like Kobe. I think he's a 6 man. Laurie is 7-foot JJ Redick. Wendell, I like Wendell, but I don't know if he could start at center for a team. I don't like the roster outside of Zach and, like you said, Pat. Pat's dope.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's really all it is. But I made the bet and I'm sticking with it. We gonna ride it till the wheels fall off. So, but I do see your point.
Exactly. Thank you.
Stink.
Nigga, I thought we all knew that they stunk.
No, I mean, the original argument started over coaching.
No, stop it. The original argument started, what I said was, and y'all turned to Jim Boylan love, what I said was, I don't think Boylan is the greatest coach. I don't think he's as bad as people make him out to be. I think the roster is terrible.
Both can be true.
Fair. I don't think he's Phil Jackson.
No.
I think he's decent. He's okay, but the roster is also bad, and it was injured. They had Shaquille Harrison starting at point guard, G.
Hilarious.
Multiple times. He doesn't play on the Jazz.
Hilarious.
But yeah, man, I agree with that. We gonna see what happens with that. It's Grammy. Is it actually? Is the Grammys actually in L.A.?
I think it's in Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Okay, it's in Vegas. Okay.
It's in Vegas. Grammy probably because Vegas is more open.
Yeah, Grammy weekend, one of the most overrated weekends in LA.
You say that now. But when you first moved out here, that was not the tone that you had.
I mean, of course not, because I lived in fucking Chicago, nigga. What the fuck is getting excited?
Exactly. Like, don't tell him it's overrated. It's just you're just an LA veteran now.
I'm an LA veteran now. You know, I knew I was official. Shout out my nigga Black Trey. That nigga called me an official Angelino now. I never been more prouder. I felt like I was
shout out Trey.
Shout out Trey. Felt like I was knighted. But but yeah, man. When I first got out, you right. When we first got here, nigga was geeked. Niggas was geeked for BET weekend. Now I'm like, take y'all black ass home. Go home, nigga. Go home. We're doing BET award weekend. But it's just I feel like
those lightly tinted shades, my nigga.
Who? You talking about me?
Who?
Jonathan.
Me? Yeah. No, these are glasses, bro.
Oh, okay. They look like they were lightly purple tinted. I'm gonna say nigga.
Nah, they have like a slight blue tint, but that's for like looking at screens. It helps you when you...
You got you had transition lenses. I'm gonna say, nigga, you 50?
My dad has transition lenses. You are hilarious.
Yeah, my dad has transition lenses. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing?
They're for like helping you look at screens and stuff like that. So when you wear glasses, I guess.
Yeah. Where you get them from?
It's this website that you can order glasses from.
Zinni, I buy direct. Which one?
No, it's like Lens Center or something like that. Lens Caster or something like that. I probably made up Lens Caster.
Like I'm pretty sure I made that.
Nah, bro, it's like an actual glasses restaurant. Not glasses, sunglasses. It said lens.
Oh,
fuck that all up.
Damn it, what's going on your end, bro?
Nothing. Celebrating the death and end of Drew Brees.
Oh, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
He's an overrated stat battle.
Yeah, hey,
white woman.
This nigga Mert just commented on the picture from your photo shoot. He said, "Why the dark skin sister in the outskirt?" See that, Sean?
That's Taylor, man. That's the homie. That's Taylor.
Hey, this
man.
Is not done on purpose. I wasn't in there.
That's Taylor, man.
No, look, I wasn't in there.
That wasn't the. That's Taylor. That's the homie. She's cool. We hang out. Yeah. That wasn't done on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I put on the comments. That wasn't done.
She's in the outskirts of the picture.
It do kind of look like she on the outskirts when I look at it now. Like everybody
got one?
Cups in the middle, and she's all the way at the end. Like, hey,
you out here living foul, bro.
Nah, Taylor is the homie. Actually, she hit me up like she was trying to watch the Grammys at the crib, but I'm obviously.
It don't really look like she in the outskirts, but like her cup's not close to y'all.
That's probably the way the picture was took, bro. That's the homie, G. Taylor is cool. We hang out. It's not even like that. I think Taylor is a very beautiful woman. Yo, that's actually the girl on the skit.
Oh, straight up? Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you. I still ain't heard that skit. It's on my computer. I just ain't listening.
I respect it.
Look, I told Pam, I will never lie to you about whether I heard something.
I respect
that. That nigga can send me something. That should be sitting in my email for like.
I am crying laughing at Shorty on the outskirts, not even in the actual picture. She's just like,
gee, she in the picture, bro. I'm finna look at this picture right now.
I had to go take it back.
Zoom in to get her on there.
She was sitting like,
I'm crying. You funny as hell for saying she on the. I'm crying, dog. I'm crying.
She
dog.
Got that look like, I know that's right.
I'm crying.
What were y'all talking about? Because on the second picture, it looked like they're like, this nigga's full of shit.
Bro, how do I know what we was talking? Oh, we was talking about going to Tulum for her. We was talking about going to Tulum for her birthday. They had invited me.
Is this your like, house?
Yeah.
House. Wow.
Yeah, nice, ain't it? Nigga think he Will Chamberlain. Path Chamberlain.
Let's talk about Will Chamberlain being the biggest liar.
In the history of sports.
In the history of mankind.
Nigga lied about the women he was sleeping with.
You niggas is hilarious.
Then, I think they said something like he would have had to fuck a girl since every day of his life since he was like 6.
Pam, let's talk about this long couch, bro. You got this 1970s.
That is a long ass couch.
WandaVision ass couch, bro. What's going on here?
Got the Agatha all along joint.
This nigga got the super long couch.
When did Steph Curry have a son? Huh.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
But like we said, we was talking to Damian.
This nigga Pav had to mute himself. The vibes are coalescing right now.
The vibes are interrupting the recording.
The vibes need to coalesce for a second, then he will commence talking.
That nigga showed us one chick. We was like, who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. I was like,
did he just go there by himself?
No, he went to homie T and he went some
bro,
nice
stop talent. Saying with the homie.
Why?
You just sound like a fake Cali accent coming out.
It's not fake.
I'm with the homie.
Joe.
That wow. Twice as you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, white women.
Hello, white women.
Tell them, do they know that they're the devil?
Huh?
Yo, can we talk about how we canceled Milk Madness 2K? All
yeah, we can't do that.
We
yeah,
ain't doing
that right now.
He didn't even respond.
It's only. I think we crushed. I think we killed Pierce's plan.
Oh, bro. I know we did.
What was Pierce's plan?
So he must have lost his mind.
Nah, look, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. He brought up to me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I don't really want to do that, bro. In my head, but I was like, I'm gonna let him have it. Maybe he'll forget about it.
You know, but, Pierce love him some them.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He loves
the fact too. I went to. The fact I went Nobody to high school with Paris, is hilarious.
Why
bro.
You pronounce that nigga name wrong?
Paris. I said Paris.
This nigga can't pronounce Paris.
Hey, that's skinny margarita.
Paris.
Say Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
So why can you pronounce that? But you can't pronounce.
I said Paris.
No, you didn't.
But you said it again.
Pierce.
The Pierce drags. It's like Pierce. And it sounds like Paris. Pierce.
Oh, whatever. But anyway, the fact I went to high school with bro was hilarious. He played football too. Pierce? Yeah.
Like
he
said,
was at.
Everybody
was
played at, football on your team.
He was at Luke. You funny. He was at Luke the South, I think, for 2 years or 1 year. Because he was a year younger than me, I think. Mm. So yeah, we went to high school together. And then, like, literally. He went to high school. He transferred.
That's when they called him Yoda.
Yes. And the next time I saw
those, tell those white ladies your nickname was Yoda.
In high school, they called me Yoda.
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 Why?
I said I talk funny.
Look at the vibes, bro. I respect this nigga. Bro.
Kinda. Yeah. I mean,
this nigga is enamored by the vibes.
I am. I am thoroughly impressed.
But yeah. Yo,
I'm thoroughly impressed, bro. You see where this nigga Pappy came from. This nigga Pappy's come a long way.
From British Knights, my nigga.
This nigga had to put
got to mute himself when the vibes is getting when the vibes are starting to coalesce. We can't hear that. That's a process we can't hear. That's too intimate for us.
They're too many. They don't want the vibes.
You know what Thanos, the sound when Thanos is about to use the gauntlet. When you hear that, that's what happened with Pat. I was like, okay, we can't hear that process. That's too special.
But yeah, man, this nigga Pierce was like, I was like, we did that, 3 years ago? I was like, and I didn't even then. I was like, it's not the climate to be praising white women.
It's never been the climate to praise white women. This is also I ain't praising true. White women. It's I never participated in it.
And also, I know you and Damien are not going to participate.
Nope.
So then I was like, I'm just not going to be on
these
the podcast.
These guys are married.
Yeah, these married niggas here.
I already forgave my girl for having Spaniard blood in her.
Wow.
I am crying laughing. Wow. Crying laughing.
I'm just like, imagine me sitting on here lusting over white women for 2 hours while she's sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
That shit would not happen.
Oh, nigga, you sleeping on the couch in your house.
Nigga, I'm sleeping in Isaiah's bed.
So I was like, when I saw that this nigga was geeked, I was like, bro. Because look, I let it slide for a little bit, and I went back. I'm going to tell this nigga, I'm not doing this shit, bro. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing this shit, bro. I like the few white women who I think are attractive, like to keep on the deal.
I can't even think of no new ones since the last one, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the same couple. Margot Robbie and the Robbiettes. Nigga, like, I don't, who else?
They don't evolve.
I love black women. I really do.
That's hilarious. No, they don't. They find their 20s and they turn it. I'm like, you see the girl later that TikTok? She's 35. Oh, and niggas was saying, what? You 30? What? Have you seen that?
White women age like milk because of racism. Black women age like wine.
First of all, don't disrespect milk. Because when milk gets old, milk turns into cheese. It has value afterwards compared to something else.
Like what?
White women. That's what he's about to say.
A banana. Something that I'm
like,
not using.
But see, they do age like milk. You don't want your milk to turn into cheese, though. You trying to drink it.
But still, it has value afterwards. Like, look at this white woman. How old do you think she is?
There's
no way she's 35.
She's 35? What the fuck out of here?
She did a video. She did, look, this is a video. She did a video. It's called 90s Check. And she was like, if you were a kid in the 90s, you remember these songs, you know, it's like TLC and shit. Niggas was like, 90s?
She was definitely
niggas was like, you had kids in the 90s.
Right. And, they're just driving a minivan. Nah,
she was definitely extra on Seinfeld in the 90s. Stop lying.
And so then she put a video saying, get crying and everything. So this just don't smoke cigarettes. I'm like, it ain't that, nigga. It's racism. It rotted you.
Right. From the inside out.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I'm just not doing all that shit, bro. Like, but white, I love black women. That's just really where I'm at with it.
Shit, milkomania. Nigga Pierce, love him some huff white women.
Yo, this nigga B-Dot got a picture of Pav. He said this nigga locked in watching Bob Cousy layup highlight package.
What happened?
Look at my last retweet. He got a picture of you with the girls in the background. So this nigga locked in on watching a Bob Cousy layup package.
I'm crying. But, I do have people over the crib to smooth watch Michael Jordan 1988 highlights.
That's hilarious. I know they'd be like, this nigga here. Do you ever have a woman tell you, I don't want to watch this shit?
No.
Do they ever come over and like, yo, we should watch this?
He deep fried the hell out of this picture. What's wrong with this nigga phone?
Like, my other option is Sex and the City.
Oh, here we go.
Which nobody's going to say no to.
That you ain't spit. You ain't gone.
Actually. You're lying. I'm midway through season 3 right now.
Oh. How many seasons is on that show?
How many seasons do Sex and City have? It's like 6, right? 6 or 7? I think it's 6.
And it took you.
And I'm on 3.
To get to 3.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want to see it every day. I just get in moves where it's like, I want to watch Sex and City now.
Okay. I'm not going to argue this thing, man. Whatever. I really want an alcoholic beverage now. I am like... so ready to leave the fucking house.
Just go to Rocco's. Start off at Rocco's.
No, we starting off at your house, nigga.
That's fine, bro.
We starting off at your house. We gonna go where the vibes take us.
Bro, it's actually hella bars around my crib too, as well.
Shit, I bet, nigga. I bet I'm out here like we got that Compound V, nigga. That's what we finna be out here.
Compound V.
Johnny Joe understands that joke. But I was gonna say some other shit. As you can tell, we just grasped.
Hey, what happened with that Kirk Franklin shit? Why that nigga?
Oh, yeah, he cussed out his 33-year-old son.
Dude, niggas were like, "This is abuse." I'm like, "That is a man. That is a 33-year-old man cursing out another man." They are men. Unfortunately, nigga, when you get older, some parents and some children just don't have a good relationship for whatever it is. Nigga, like, he a man of the cloth. He a human being.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
He a human being, dog. He got angry with his people. He don't owe you niggas an explanation. And I'm glad Kirk ain't said that. And I wouldn't say nothing to you niggas. Who are you?
My dad has even cursed me out before.
My dad has. You know what I'm saying?
My dad actually whooped my ass one time. I was like,
I told Pops, you know what's up. Them days is over.
See again, you like the same size as your dad. There's always this level of like, you're my father, because my dad's 6'2".
Yeah. I mean, your pop's 6'2", but I'll be honest, your pops couldn't hang with me either.
Yeah, but you're like,
you a big nigga.
Yeah, you a big, exactly, bro. I'm small, bro. I'm like 5'10", 160 on a great day. Jeez, I'm small. Like,
if I get you in the lab and we start boxing for a year and I teach you how to actually box, your pops would be like, all right.
But if his pops connects, it's gonna be night night for this nigga.
Facts, bro. Facts, yeah.
Everybody gets knocked out when they start boxing. I got knocked out. You start boxing, you get knocked out, you get used to it.
When the last time you boxed?
I want to say 3 years ago.
You got knocked out, Joe?
Oh yeah.
Like, how does it feel?
Nothing. You get hit, you wake up, and you sitting up. You like, huh?
Like, what happens when you get knocked out though? Like, what happens?
Sometimes just like a brief moment of consciousness where you get hit and then you just fall back and like you're mid fall. You like, huh?
You know what's funny?
And sometimes you don't remember.
Joe and Mike both do boxing, but both of them don't use it because they both have guns.
Point.
That nigga's like, man, I understand that nigga flows now. I bring that shit to the gas station.
You know what I'm saying? What's the point? I'm not boxing none of you niggas. I'm shooting. I know this nigga Pad picture froze, but I'm screenshotting it. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it froze. I'm like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, no, your LTE is pretty good for as high up as you are right now. I give you that.
I'm not high up, bro. I'm just on like the second floor, bro. I'm at Soho. It's not that high.
Yeah, so you're not at the top joint, right?
Yeah.
But you in the back.
Yeah, bro. It's.
Yeah. You in a different area. You not.
See, we in this part of Soho.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been over there. I was just so. I've never seen it in the daytime. Last time I was drunk off my ass, nigga. I don't even remember what the fuck. Like a wall. But yeah, I want to get Damian's take on this because we were talking about with the parents, and I seen somebody say, "Well, the problem is these kids. You don't let these kids have voices." Damon, do you let your kid have a voice? My dad's favorite line used to be, "This ain't no damn democracy."
No, I let him have his opinion, and I'll talk to him and hear him out, because I catch myself sometimes too, just being like I don't care what you got to say, like you gonna do this, and then he'll have a reason why. And I used to be like more hard on that, but I've softened up and starting to hear him more, because I want him to be able to express how he feels more openly without being afraid or scared to say how he feels or share his opinion. So I've worked on that. But I think you gotta let your kids at least, you know, express how they feel or like their opinion on something, and just don't shut them down and be on some like my way or the highway shit 100% of the time. I mean, obviously there's times where it's like, nigga, you gonna do what I say, trust me.
I'm about to say, so is this like the new millennial way of parenting? I just want to know.
Shit, I guess. Nigga, I just know that.
This that nigga is a boomer. That ain't no millennial.
Nah. See, that was just too easy. I was going to do it, but it was too easy.
It was a layup, bro.
It was a layup.
I feel you. That was too easy. But I just feel like I don't want to be that parent to where it's just like you do what I say every time, no matter what. Don't know why you're doing it. You're just doing it because I told you to do it.
That's great parenting, Damien.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
It's great parenting. But I also think that's like new age parenting.
And I was just about to say that's definitely new age parenting.
But I think that's you're raising emotionally responsible children that way.
So you don't think we're emotionally responsible?
No, I really don't. I think that a lot of our parents, I think that a lot of our parents, depending on your parent, it's just like, do this. Why? Just fucking do it. Not the way. Yeah, that's not the way. Talk to you like your child is also a human being.
Yeah,
like,
but don't he's a little treat human them, being. Yeah, don't but pay
listen
bills.
Though. Yeah, but listen though. Don't treat them like they're a fucking doll, bro. Like that's actually
treat them like a dog.
Talk to them. Like tell them like this is why I said it, and this is why I'm telling you to do it. It just helps. I just think it just helps.
Joe, what's your opinion on this?
You know, I agree with Pav, you know, because for me, my mother wonders why as an adult I am the way that I am and why I question everything. I mean, of course, even she talks about some in the church. I'm like, why? Why I gotta listen to that? Why? What's that the truth for? Because when you tell me, because I said so much as a kid, I'm already curious. It's just going to further my mind to go, why the hell do I have to do this? So I think if you want your child to respect authority, value, the actual valued authority, authority that respects you, then it's good to explain to them why you're doing it. Like people hate terrible bosses. Like I know people, the funny thing is people will never talk about how a good boss is like 20 years later. They'll remember the experience and they'll value the person. But bad bosses, you'll remember them for decades. Like, I don't know if you all can remember the worst boss you had. I remember it vividly, and I hate that nigga. So, nigga.
Don't like authority, so even my good bosses I didn't like.
Sure, I think, you know, human beings have an innate problem with authority, which is, you know, what gives you the right is essentially that. But niggas who are good bosses, who treated you fairly, who treated you as equals, who just saw their position as something the company did, you will appreciate them, and you get along with them, and it's smooth. But I think as a parent, the best way is you have authority over your child because you know more than your child. You're taking care of your child. But your child is also an inquisitive human being who wants to know what's going on around them. The best way you can do that is explain. Now, at the same time, they're a child. You know, people say all kids know what they want. No, they don't.
No, the fuck they don't.
No, they don't. Kids are stupid.
The kids just voted Wonder Woman 84 the best movie of the year last night.
Clearly, they're stupid.
They don't know what the fuck they talking about.
You know I told saying? You that movie was for kids, though. What did I tell you, Scott?
Nigga, every Marvel movie is for kids. Ever is for kids.
Yeah, but some are more. Yes, but again, a lot of the Marvel movies that came along when we were growing up, like they were for us. That's why we like Marvel because like we grew up off that. They're trying to get the kids, bro. So like they know they can't get us.
Did grow up trying to get the kids in the sense of becoming an actual adult from 2008. So now that's technically
you said that's still growing up though.
No, I agree. I agree. I was like, that's technically growing up within.
Yeah, if Iron Man comes out when you're 17, you're still a kid. You follow the franchise, it leads you to being 30 when like all this other stuff happens. Like they're trying to get the kids. Like it's not really for us. Like the movie wasn't, like I said, the movie wasn't incredible. Wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be. It was just cheesy.
You can have a child movie and still be good. Prime example: look at all the Toy Stories.
That's true.
Like I watched Toy Story 4 and I was tearing up like a bitch.
I'm not watching no Toy Story, bro. Bro, I'm not watching no Toy Story.
At the end, come on.
How you going? The character development also, in that movie was amazing.
But listen, though, Scott, Toy Story came out.
Bro, this nigga Woody went from being the most loyal nigga, you know what I'm saying? Who would never leave the child. And then he's like, bro, I'm in these streets.
Yes, but
I got my bitch with me now.
You know what I'm saying? He got the vibes with him now, bro. How could you not respect that, bro? He's a vibe connoisseur like yourself.
Toy Story came out when you was like 6, though. So you grew up off it. So yeah, you're gonna watch Toy Story 4 and tear up. Because you remember when you saw Toy Story 1 when you was 6.
Yeah, okay. But little kids can watch Toy Story 4 and still enjoy the story.
I'm boycotting Space Jam too.
I'm gonna watch out of here. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
I'm boycotting.
I just know the graphics are gonna be insane, you know, for this day and age.
I'm boycotting.
On top of that, LeBron is a better actor than MJ was.
The fuck that mean?
Then I'm expecting the movie to be better.
That's the only thing he better in. But anyway,
well, that's true. But when he was on what movie he was on? with Bill Hader and forgot the other
name. Oh, that one, he was kind of funny in there.
He was funny in that
with
movie.
With Amy Schumer? Yeah.
Amy Schumer, that's it.
Every time, awesome. Bill Hader's one of my favorite, like, every
no time one remembers that movie except for LeBron.
Bill Hader on Superman, he said, pop, 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 pussy. That shit was funny.
Bill Hader's hilarious.
But, okay, so I have a question. What type of father y'all think I'm going to be?
A terrible one.
I'm not gonna be. I'm
gonna
be an
old school father. You gonna be, you know, do as I say, not as I do. I'm gonna whoop your ass, boy. All that type of stuff.
I'm gonna say, Scott, is you better pray that you have a boy first. Because if you have a girl,
my girl's gonna be. Just gonna. If I have a girl, she's gonna have a finger wrapped around. I'm done, nigga. It's not even. She's gonna get away with murder, nigga. I already know that. It's not even a question.
Like, as long as you know, murder right, someone. We sure about that though? Are we sure she?
My son might hate me because my daughter is gonna get away with everything.
How many kids you want, Scott?
Four.
And what the fuck?
I want four. I want to be the black Full House.
I'll take two.
That's cool. I want one.
I want four.
Preferably one.
Come on, I can't imagine you having a kid, bro.
Pav's gonna be a great father because he has
What the fuck?
Pav's gonna be a great father because he has a high tolerance for mediocrity. He's gonna be a great father.
That is hilarious.
Wow.
His son gets participation trophy. Well, you know, you still did a good job though. Right. You were 67th out of 67, but still.
You tried.
He has very high tolerance for mediocrity. But I want four kids. I actually want more girls. As long as I have one boy, I'm fine. I don't really want four boys. I feel like I'm gonna be fighting them little niggas. Like, give me girls.
I would like a boy and a girl. That's all a boy and a girl.
So. I would say this though. I agree with y'all. I do feel like with kids today, I feel like they should have more of a voice and shit. Like, I will listen to your opinion. Now, that doesn't mean
you said that hilariously, bro.
I will listen to your opinion. I respect your opinion.
However,
but you still gonna do what the fuck I just told you to. I'm like, okay, you have a good point. You still gonna motherfucking shovel that goddamn snow. I don't know what the fuck all that other shit had, but you got it out your system. Now go do what the hell I told you to do.
I'll listen to him and then
as you should, but you
know. Make the executive decision. Like yesterday, we went to the mall and like he had his Christmas money still. That nigga tried to buy like $90 of
shout
like,
out, bro. He is a very responsible human being.
Yeah, he's a very,
very responsible.
That's a good trait in a kid.
Your son gonna be rich as hell.
Well, I'd have bought two video games.
Facts. Wait. He tried to drop 90 on like some Super Mario like action figure. Pillow type shit. I said the lady from the store walked out and was like, "This your son?" I'm like, "Yeah." So he wants to buy this. I said, "No, he's not buying that."
I said, "You can put that shit back." He put that bullshit back.
I said, "Isaiah, you trying to spend almost $100 on like a pillow, on two pillows? What's you gonna do with that?" "Well, it's Mario." I said, "Okay, that's cool. Put it back. Pick something else." Ended up spending $10. Let's go.
Yeah, I also think with this generation of kids, you can't hide shit from kids now.
No, you can't.
They have the world at their fingertips. So,
I wish kids still had the opportunity to be outside.
To be
more.
Kids.
Well, because I look at Generation Z. I hate that generation. It's full of idiots.
I think every generation hates the generation after.
No, not necessarily. It's like I don't hate young millennials. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's a good point.
Like my little cousin Deanna, she's saying, I mean, I'm just like her generation. I think her generation had
Deanna born 2000. She's Generation Z.
Oh,
she's Generation Z. Generation Z is after 1996.
Really? I thought she was no Peyton. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Peyton is a young.
I'm thinking Peyton. Yeah. I don't hate Peyton's generation. Peyton's generation is a combination of they went outside and technology was emerging. Yeah. There's a little bit of combination of both. I don't hate this generation at all. They understand the world a little bit better, whereas Generation Z is completely online and they learn stuff online. Like their grasp of morality is stupid. Their morality is black or white. You either this or you that. If you're not, you're
like, you in them tweets, nigga. I'm in them streets.
You know what I'm saying? And I think with the internet, it's cool that you meet people offline and everything, but it's even worse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just say young ladies were. Became brainwashed by like Disney princesses because they felt this is how they're supposed to be. This is how they're supposed to look. This is how they're supposed to act. It's the same way with women off of Instagram Women worship women. Young girls worship these women off Instagram. They worship celebrity couples off of Instagram. They worship the stuff, the fake lives they see on Instagram and social media, period, rather. And so they don't have a chance to go outside and think, you niggas ain't doing none of this. And so it's hard for them niggas to develop common sense. And I realize Twitter is being filled to the brim with Generation Z. And I am annoyed. Whenever I see someone, like, I think, who's to say that? Was it Greg on Twitter said you can say,
oh nigga, yes,
the chicken crossed the road, and niggas gonna say wow.
Some chickens didn't have the opportunity to cross that road,
and he ain't lying. You know, he's hyperbole, obviously, but I would
say this is kind of like losing to the I'm trying to figure out how we can talk about this while getting into Patreon mode.
I wanted to say something real quick.
Just hey.
Before you start, I just want to say, with Joe, what you were saying about like meeting people on the internet, like it's regular and common for us now. But if I say that to someone that's like in their 50s, oh yeah,
like, nigga, I met you off the internet,
like, nigga, you a weirdo. Like,
yeah, exactly.
How the fuck you meet someone off the computer? What's wrong with you? I'm like, nigga, that's how shit is these days. Like,
honestly, every app is a dating app. Twitter's a dating app.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Every app is a date. And you want to know why, Scott? Because everybody wants to find love at the end of the day.
Can we get into it? Thank
everybody
you.
Wants thank to you. Find thank love, you. Bro.
Everybody on Twitter be hella tough. Niggas don't need no woman. Woman don't need no nigga.
Bro.
We need somebody.
Talk about it.
We all need somebody, bro.
I will say, with spending more.
Do you want to be 80 years old alone?
No,
you don't.
Nah, like, look, I will say, with spending more, like, actual... not just kicking it, but spending
this
time
whore
out
says
of the place.
He's surrounded by women he doesn't know.
Right.
Listen.
Shut
listen.
Up. Shut your mouth.
Listen. We're spending more time. It's just like having help. Everybody needs help in life.
That's true. Man, speak on it, bro. I love this conversation.
Just,
bro.
It's just.
I love what I've brought to this podcast.
It's just. It's,
you did bring a level of maturity that was not here.
Yes.
I'm glad.
A whole lot of multi-syllable words. And
what is the first
Z?
When's the first live podcast?
When I come back, so May.
I'm coming too. So I get the vaccine. My first vaccine.
I know you're getting yours next week, nigga.
So I will be there. I can't wait to hit the streets. My girl got her vaccine and she went out for the first time and she was like, oh my God. She's like, it was crazy. And she, it was only 50% capacity, but niggas, they're not listening to us.
Niggas is out, bro.
Nigga, I'm out here, bro. Okay? Look, I don't give a shit if somebody around me ain't got vaccine. They get sick. Oh, well, I'm good.
I'm good, baby.
I'm good, nigga.
My vaccine is 98% effective. I'm going,
right.
I am cool.
Exactly.
But when Jonathan tweeted that, bro, I had a slight tear. He was like, they was having sex in the bathroom. I was like,
streets back,
bro. For an entire year. That's just a crazy thing to think about.
I want to give a round of applause. Y'all can say what y'all want. I want to give a round of applause for my president, Joseph Biden. Okay. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what countries you bombing, my nigga. Keep sending them damn vaccines. Keep sending my goddamn money. This is America, nigga.
Chicago, nigga.
This is America, nigga.
I gotta be honest, he's handled the vaccine extremely well.
Yeah.
When I realized that Trump did nothing but buy the vaccines and say, all right, he bought only 100 million. How Joe Biden buy more in a month? That don't make no sense.
That nigga
had more
the
time.
Streets like motherfucking Pablo Escobar, nigga. He flooded the streets with the vaccine. But what was you saying?
Was it Damien talking? Somebody was talking.
No, Jonathan was saying something, and you was like, you was talking about everybody wants somebody to love. That's
also, Scott, they saying the Justice League film is actually good.
You know I'm not watching that shit.
You're going to watch
no,
it.
No, I'm not. I legit not watching it. Only way I watch this is if you want to cover it on Cinema with the Guys. I'm not
I
watching
do.
That shit.
I do, so now we're watching it.
I don't care about none of them niggas who ain't named Batman.
What'd you say?
I don't care about none of them niggas. Flash is a terrible character. And Gal Gadot.
What?
Yes, Gal Gadot.
First of all, Flash is my favorite DC superhero.
Because he's a black guy?
What?
Because he's a black guy? Which one? He's the black guy, right? The Flash?
The Flash?
I know.
Flash is a white man.
So which one?
Black Wally West is a black Flash.
Okay.
Cyborg is funny in comics. I like Teen Titans.
Cyborg is the black
That's
dude.
The nigga on Teen Titans?
Yeah, he got the shitty Ultron suit.
I should know because Isaiah be watching that cartoon. That shit funny as fuck. Teen Titans go or some
shit. And movie like 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck am I watching 4 hours of this shit?
It's done in episodes. It's done in parts. So you'll watch a part one, you'll watch a part two.
So they got the worst Batman on there. And Ben Affleck.
Whoa. That's disrespectful.
The worst Batman. No, actually, no, thank it's not
you.
The worst
you
Batman.
No, he's not the worst
no, Batman. No, it's not. Bro. I forgot about George Clooney and Val Kilmer. Okay, I forgot about that. I'll take that back.
Am I the only one who didn't think Batman vs. Superman was terrible?
Terrible fucking movie.
I'm kind of up there with
it's
you.
Not terrible, it's
terrible fucking movie.
It's not terrible. Dude.
The ultimate cut of it, which was more.
It's mid.
There we go.
The if I gotta have different cuts, the movie stinks.
Well, no. It's you gotta understand. Warner Brothers is stupid. Warner Brothers is run by idiots, and I think you acknowledge that, Scott. You said Warner Brothers doesn't know what they're doing.
That's their main problem. They got this big roster, and they keep fumbling.
Like now, what if Warner Brothers and Marvel reached a deal with Kevin Feige for him to lead it? No. I guarantee you, you'd watch.
No, I don't want Kevin Feige to go.
No, I'm just saying, hypothetical. I guarantee you watch. They reboot everything. Kevin Feige does what he wants. I guarantee you watch.
So he'd be the overall lord of comic book movies.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
But my thing is, WB didn't know what they were doing, and so whenever Zack Snyder made something, like, that's a little too dark. I was like, that needs to be DC's shtick, They need to have something that's the polar opposite of Marvel.
Gal Gadot can't out-act the chair. She's very attractive, but she can't out-act the chair.
She cannot.
Jason Momoa is just swole. That nigga can't act either. They got Byron Douglas.
Oh, Jason Momoa's a good actor, actually.
No, he can't. Jason Momoa can't act.
You didn't like him on Game of Thrones?
No, I clapped when the Dothraki leader died, nigga. I was like, this nigga off my TV, bro. Fuck out of here.
He died from a scratch.
From a scratch, nigga. But yeah, they got my man Byron Douglas from... A Different World on Justice League too, nigga. I'm like, I want to see this shit. But if you want to review it for the pod, I'll watch it and I'm gonna trash it.
You won't. But you gonna watch it. The Batman though.
Scott, you just have a Marvel allegiance, bro.
I do. I never said I didn't. Outside of Batman, my nigga. I just don't fuck with Ben Affleck.
But you now, Robert Pattinson looks good.
Robert Pattinson finna body Scott, that shit. What?
Scott, you ain't like the town?
Like a I love the town, but not because of him.
He's a main fucking character.
Nigga, Jeremy Renner character was funny to me. He was
all right, bro.
Hawkeye was cold.
Jeremy Renner did his thing in there. I don't think Ben Affleck can't act or Ben Affleck don't have good roles. I just don't want to hear that nigga's Batman. Now, I think Robert Pattinson gonna body that shit next year. I won't see that movie tomorrow, nigga. I'll watch anything that's a solo Batman movie. Anything else with Superman, who's the worst superhero of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio can play Superman. I'm not going to see that shit at all.
So, funny thing is, Superman in the comic, I know this nigga Damian checking
Damian
out.
Damian is zoning out like when we talk about basketball.
Nigga, like, what are you all talking about?
Hey, by the way, this is wild off subject, but y'all know what Zell I said time yesterday.
Nigga, we talked about that an hour ago.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Stuck with all the women with a light skin complexion and curly hair.
All the ones that got sunscreen on.
Yeah. You are hilarious.
And nobody at that table got weave. I can tell you that right now.
Yes.
I can tell you that right now. And a table, and a woman at the table got weave, nigga.
I don't know. I will watch it.
All four parts. Hey, Pat, put your mic on mute, nigga. Right, thank you. All four parts streaming on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch that after I watch the real shit. Falcon Winter Soldier, nigga. You already know. But, yeah, man, we almost at the 1 hour mark because, on Sundays, we record this on Sundays. And I just wanted to make sure we had the whole crew here because niggas have schedules. Well, these niggas have schedules. I don't have a schedule, at least for the next 2 weeks. April 1st, I'm out here. I keep telling you, April 1st, I'm out. Invite me.
Crying.
Invite me. Whoever I've not seen, invite me, okay?
The streets is opening back up.
I am not chained down. I am not on a max contract like I thought I was going to be. I'm out here.
You're a sucker for love.
Man, thought he was going to be married.
Sucker for love.
I'm back out here.
Hey, Pat, he gonna be the Shaquille Harrison. He gonna get re-signed in 2 weeks. Like,
I'm crying. I am crying, dog.
Damien, are you bald?
I am crying.
The nigga said I'm gonna keep signing 10 days.
Bro, I thought Damien was just straight up bald.
He says you Quinn Cook.
No, that's just hella low.
It is.
Hold
like
on, brother. Is it time to go bald though? How's the lining doing? I can't tell from here.
It's the start of the fourth quarter.
I ain't gonna stunt though.
I told you, Scott, I be going to the barber. I tell them niggas to give me that Kobe in his last 2 years in the week.
Kobe lining was going.
Kobe lining was like on his fucking the top of his head, nigga.
I'd be like, nigga, just hide that shit.
That's why I'm glad when he retired. That nigga just went full ball. That nigga's like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'm thankful that's the one thing that I do not have to worry about is, well, Scott does, but my father, he
okay, my line is bad, but Peyton shit is fucked.
And Peyton is 25, my little cousin, 26.
My little cousin 25. That nigga never had a chance.
Hey, man, bro. Hey,
his,
bro.
His line was leaving at 18. Yeah. I was like, yo, G, what are you doing?
Hey, bro, I be looking in the mirror every single day because, you know, my dad, oh, yeah, there.
Your pops.
I be looking in the mirror every day like, what's going on up here, bro?
Like, my shit would be good for like 2 weeks, and then like on the side, it just get real Stephen A-ish.
I have never struggled.
It'd be real light hair on my right side. It'd be like on my temples.
Yeah.
Real light right
Joe
here.
Got dreads, he good forever.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm just going
Joe, how you down here? Joe, you need to roast Dan ass, because you know Dan ain't got no hair. He swear he be killing him with them little dreads.
He gotta stop that. That nigga 40.
Even your hair longer than Dan. Me and Mike be roasting his ass. Like, nigga, stop.
His hair does not grow.
His hair does not grow. But you know what? I'm flicking, G. I'm flicking. No, you're not.
But it's also because if when you put it in dreads, your dreads, I feel like dreads grow faster because this is literally 1 year. This marks a year of me growing my hair. My hair is about what, almost 4 inches. So
I want to know what made you do that though? Like, what was the deciding factor?
So I cut my hair in February. That was the last time I cut it. And then in March when I was going to cut it, they're like, oh, nigga, classes, and we ain't coming back to the campus. I was like, huh? Oh, yeah, the pandemic. I was like, all right. And then I look up, and it's July, and I have an enormous fro. And I was like, let's dread it. Let's see what it's like. I want to see what it's like. So I had the little bitty twist. My cousin Deanna did it, and she killed him. And then finally I went to a loctician like in November, and I was like, I have legitimate dreads. And so I kept it up.
I'm really glad our little cousin can braid hair. I was nervous.
Oh, no.
She
could have destroyed me.
Anyway.
I do want to. I'm crying. This nigga, Damien said he in the fourth quarter, bro. How old are you, Damien? 35, 34?
No, like your actual age.
38?
Yeah, that's nigga old. You think what? You just roast this nigga for no reason?
No, I thought he was 30.
And why are you talking about that? What's the name? B dot or
yeah,
dot
that
B?
Nigga gotta stop acting like he wasn't born in 1963.
He be trying to get on me. That nigga's legit like 6 months younger than me.
That nigga arrived on the day Fred Hampton died.
Is he from Detroit or something? I don't know, because he be wearing buffs in his
Carolina. He's North Carolina.
Gee, so if you wearing buffs, you either an old nigga or you from Detroit. That nigga is an old nigga.
You're old nigga, or you from Detroit? But actually, this nigga Damien is right though. I be signing mad 10 days. Like, we off right now. Check back with me. We like Sam and Ronnie on the Jersey Shore. It's not good. It's not good. I'm not gonna sit up and act like it's good. It's not. It really isn't. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I do not recommend this. But yeah.
There's a better way.
Show me. Help me.
Dumb it down your standards, help my me. Nigga.
Look, this nigga Joe want me to just be with anybody just in the name of love.
Yeah, bro. No. You love a chance.
No.
I'm crying at us going in his bag every single episode.
Every single episode.
This is hilarious.
Nigga, what are you doing right now?
I got
who, me?
God, I'm out.
Oh, you out? All right.
Yeah, I'm out. All right, y'all.
You said what am
I, right, bro?
You said what am
you
said
are you
what
growing
am
up marijuana?
No, I'm getting a check. I'm about to leave.
Oh, okay. Well, I think this is the perfect time to wrap this podcast up. You already know on the free pods, we can't guarantee you how long this shit's gonna be. So you know what you need to do? Time for Capitalist Scott. Patreon.com/Barbershed Network. Subscribe so you can listen to Summer Sessions OT. We at least give y'all niggas 2 hours of content. We'll be bringing the Sopranos back on. Joe, do you think we should do weekly drops or should we just give them the whole season?
The whole season rather than doing weekly drops. This is a series we already saw.
This is true. Okay, so we're gonna keep it the regular thing. Out right now, Sitting with the Guys, episode 15. Me and Dante, we reviewed Tenet. We actually gave y'all like 3 movie reviews in one. We talk about Malcolm Maria and Coming to America. So listen to that right now. We will be reviewing Falcon Winter Soldier, and because he wants to review it, we're gonna review Justice League. I don't want to fucking review that shit, but I do it for y'all. I do it for y'all, and I will be honest. I will take my Marvel hat off. I'll move my Infinity Gauntlet.
Just to understand why you can't like DC.
I'll move my, cause these are dumbass characters. You
won't.
I don't care.
No,
about.
Scott won't.
But Scott,
no,
Scott won't. Me and you grew up on DC. We didn't grow up on
Marvel. I only like Batman. When if I you know, I've hated Superman since day one.
That's true.
I've never liked any superhero where I could take a rock and put in this nigga face and you dead. You pussy.
But Kryptonite even came later in his evolution as a character because they realized, man, this nigga can't be stopped, low key. So let's just find a way to make him weak. You had it. But you know, there's different types of Kryptonite. There's gold Kryptonite. There's blue Kryptonite.
You know, I treat it like WWF and WCW. Like, yes, WC. Let's get it very clear. WCW sucked. It was the NWO and Goldberg's little run. WCW as a company was never good.
No.
Was never good. Okay. No. Their best characters were WWF products.
You know who looks like that now? AEW.
Okay, but
see, the thing is, my issue, and this is very, very brief. My issue with AEW is I thought they're building a very good product that had nothing to do with taking, you know, a big talent from WWE. Like Cody Rhodes, he was middle of the road character, and him to come over there. And then to get the nigga from the Shield, I forgot his name.
Dean Ambrose,
and have him, and it was Moxley his actual name.
Yeah.
And have him, because I said they're building. And then they got Kenny Omega. I can't remember. They're building a good roster here. And then we signed the Big Show. I'm like, signed Christian. I'm like,
They just letting them live because that's like Clubhouse trying to battle Facebook, like. WWE gets traded on the New York.
I'm crying at Clubhouse trying to battle Facebook.
It is like WWE is a public.
It's a great comparison.
Like this nigga out here doing $1 billion deals with Peacock. This nigga don't give a fuck about a nigga who got an hour and a half on TBS every week. Don't give a shit about that.
Vince, it's different even, levels. It's different bags. Levels.
Vince don't even Prince, Vince probably don't even know what channel that shit come on. Oh, word, niggas on TNT. Oh, I thought I bought TNT. That's dead ass probably what he thinks. But we're gonna review. I'm gonna take my Marvel hat off. I'm gonna review the movie for how it is, and we'll break it down on Cinema with the Guys. But the more important thing that we're all Falcon and Winter Soldier, Wilson and James Buchanan bars out this week, and they said there's a cameo. I already know who the cameo is, and we already know it's fucking Rhodey. Like, come on, fucking Don Cheadle basically spoiled that shit. But
yeah.
You know where to follow us, man. At Flows
Animated. Why's your camera shaking, Jonathan?
Because this nigga is about to leave. It might be an earthquake.
Oh, my bad.
Let your leg.
Yeah, it's on my ear.
But you know where to follow us at, man. At Bob Chescott, at Flows Animated, at Pavy World. Visit pavverse.com right now. Songs by Women coming very, very soon. We're going to holler at y'all this weekend for OT. We out.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.